Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, jingle singers. First of all, let's start off with the Super 8 thing, because they are awesome. They help sponsor the podcast. Go to super8.com to find your super destination, Super 8 Destination Super. And yes, there is a Super 8 pretty much anywhere on the planet that you're trying to go to.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, hi there.
Super8.com.
I love these nice short work weeks, man.
It's the best, isn't it?
Hey, the Japanese or somebody, don't they have like a some kind of a weird, like, we work
3 days here.
We work 6 days, and then we're work 3 days, and then we're back to six. I think
something like that would be fun. It would be hard to keep track. See, that's the problem. I've got a lot of friends and family of mine that work oil field, and they work, you know, 7 on, 14 off, 14 on, 3 off, and it's just all these crazy little schedules. And I mean, it's nice to have a lot of time off, but I think it would be nicer to have just a set schedule. That's why I'm kind of digging the 5 days on, two off, or 4 days. Like they were talking about that 4 day work week. I could totally handle a 4 day work week.
4 and 3 would be better than 5 and 2.
5 and 2?
It would be.
What now? Would you make the day longer? Like instead of working 9 to 5, so to speak, would you make it like work 8 to 6 and you work 4 days?
Yeah, because I work long days anyway. My mother used to do that. She used to work for the state, and she worked 4 10-hour days. And you know what? It's awesome. You have every Friday off. You can plan. You know, she'd go in at 7 and work until 5:30.
What's another 2 hours?
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine who's an accountant, and he works. He goes to the gym, first of all, in the morning, like at like 3 a.m. And then as soon as he's done, he's at his office at 4. He does not take a lunch break, and he leaves at like 1 o'clock every single day. And they don't care. They're like, all right, whatever. You know, as long as you're doing your work, they don't care when you put your hours in. And he loves it because he's like, man, I go to the gym. Nobody's there. I skip all the traffic, and I leave at 1, and I go and I get lunch.
There's
and that's the end of my day.
Creepier. I've done that once before.
What? Empty gym?
It is creep. It's like you expect Quentin Tarantino to walk around with a camera. It is so weird.
Like, why?
Well, here's the deal. You walk in and everything's lit up. I go to this like 24-hour place. And so I went in really early one morning. It's like 2:45 or something crazy.
And you went, did the rapture happen? And am I still here?
I couldn't sleep. And so I would go in before we came in here. And they had this music playing. And it's like, you know, it's
The Eye of the Tiger and whatever.
It's like
other
a zombie movie.
Fitness.
You think you're in a zombie movie. You're the only human left.
Everything's really bright and you can't see outside. You feel like you're in a fish tank. Yeah, like a fish tank. And you're the only one there and it's, you know, they're playing.
Think about this. A gym is a place that's meant to have a lot of people in it. If a gym is empty and you're the only one there, it's creepy.
You ever been in an empty grocery store?
I love
guarantee
that,
actually. That would be creepy.
I love it. I go all the time. That's when I usually do my grocery shopping, is at the end of the night on like Friday nights. I'll go in late.
See, I do that too, but I'm never the only one there. There's always like 20 other people buying their groceries 5 minutes before the store closes.
It's awesome. You go in and I run through the aisles because I'm a dude. I know exactly what I want. I don't window shop, and I don't go, ooh, these look good. I'm going to grab these beans today. I'm going to try this. I don't go in with ideas.
Oh, this is on sale. Let me try this.
I know exactly what I want, exactly what I'm going to eat, and I just go and I run to those things, and I get out. I'm in and out of the grocery store in 10 minutes.
You know, Halloween is coming up. This would be a great time for the three of us to go to an abandoned hospital.
Oh, God. Every year.
At night. And
every year.
Video it.
Oh, is it a hospital this time instead of a graveyard?
An abandoned mental...
What was it last year, a morgue you wanted us to go and videotape ourselves in a morgue?
I will be very honest with you. Part of me, and you guys know, this is Bubba talking, part of me wants to do it. because I think it would be fun and exciting.
Well, that's news to us. What do you mean part of you wants to do it?
And very exciting for the listeners, because I don't play that whole ghost thing. That stuff all freaks me out. Part of me, like I said, wants to do it because it would be really fun radio, you know, because y'all would scare the crap out of me the whole time. But the other part of me knows that y'all would scare the crap out of me the whole time. And you would have, I know you, and I know the lengths you are willing to go through, to put me to that edge, to that
brink. I would
brink.
Lie in wait like a, like
I know
a,
you would.
A Navy SEAL sniper.
You would hire
you scare
people.
The crap out of me once a week here. We don't need to be in a morgue or a empty hospital or, you know. I'm good.
Here's the thing, though. Big D would be down the hall, or he would be standing with us, but he would
pay
have
people
he would
out
pay
of his own pocket
exactly
to show up and scare the crap out of us.
To be like on the other end of the abandoned morgue or hospital or something like that, and they would shout into an air conditioning vent, "Hello, get out," or something
I would go
dumb.
So far, you know what I mean? I would go so far as to cut my arm with a knife to get blood to make you think that I was being like something happened and we need to get out of here.
Until that's how far I would go. Wrestler on your forehead.
That's how far I would go. Absolutely.
You're nuts, dude.
Just to sell the story even more.
And that is why I will never do anything like that, because I know what would wait for me and I'm not going to put up. And here's another thing is I would hurt somebody, because when I get scared,
oh God,
I start swinging.
I start shaking. You don't want to make me angry.
No, it's not even, I don't Hulk out on people. I'm just saying I would start swinging. I would literally, if you scared me, I'm throwing a punch. I've done it before.
You know you would.
I did it at a haunted house one time.
I punched a guy at a haunted house right in the face.
I did too.
I know.
Some dude with the little, he had the little, the thing, and he had it, and he jumped out at me and grabbed me. And when he did, I just was like, pop.
Okay. I know both of you. I've scared both of you. I know both of you what your natural subconscious just movement is when you're scared.
Because
and
you
don't even think about it. I've seen it. I know it all anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Bubba, yours is you don't swing. You don't come out swinging, but you do get into a lower stance. You bring your arms up to your close to your face, and you guard yourself. You bring your shoulder across like you're gonna like someone's gonna run into you, and you crouch like you're in a fighting position. You don't go swinging.
No, I don't.
But you come to a defensive stance.
But if something grabs me, I will swing.
Patrick.
Well, go ahead. How are you gonna make fun of me with this? Go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna tell you honestly what you do. Patrick does similar. He brings his arms close like this, like a woman protecting her boobs.
Oh, my God.
And
see, I hate you so much. I swing at you. I have hit you more times than I can
remember.
Yes, you
do. But you swing, but you do it with a fist like a girl hits.
Because I don't want to punch, because I'm restraining myself from punching you in the face.
The backwards hammer fist.
The backwards hammer girl fist. It's just a flurry of girliness.
Oh, so I'm a sissy. I don't know how to throw a punch. Is that what you're saying?
I say right now, Big D, you stand right there and let him
throw
a punch.
I tell you something.
Do you want to play the game? You want to play the knockout game?
No. I'm not saying you don't know how to throw a punch. I'm saying you don't think I do. So.
Guys, you're so funny.
God, dog.
It went from, do you want to play the knockout game?
To what?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to play knockout game. You guys ever knock yourself out when you're a kid, when you're in school?
No, I never did. You knock yourself out?
Oh, you ever done that where you bend over and you breathe?
No.
And you stand up real fast and you pass out?
Dude, I
never. No, Craig Morgan knocked me out once. That's the closest I ever came to that.
That was the most fun here in the studio. It wasn't even in this studio, but that was the most fun in a radio studio I've ever had. Craig Morgan, it was kind of like whenever he
got hypnotized?
He wasn't a superstar yet. Oh, wow.
You forgot about when he got hypnotized and you thought you were the president. You thought you were President Bush.
And he was getting mad at us because we had him locked in.
Well, he was in his studio answering phones.
I remember that, but it's like it's the weirdest memory because it's like it's not real.
Okay, here's what happened. You get hypnotized, okay? With your bud's name, I forget his name.
Gary Conrad.
Yeah, and he does it. That's what he does for a living, for fairs and all that jazz. And so we couldn't do it on the air because people will get hypnotized if you do it over the air. You can't do it.
Very dangerous.
Legally, you can't do it. So Patrick gets hypnotized, and we come in, and comes back into our main studio. He's in his studio looking in, and he's got a microphone. And I remember looking at you, and you were very...
He had the bush face.
You had that... You were
you
all
had the
business.
Crinkle.
And like, I really don't know how to describe this. I remember all this.
You had the furrowed bush brow.
I don't know if it's because
I don't know how you did that, though.
And we said, hey, Patrick, can you answer those phones?
We said, and
that's what you did right there. You gave me that look of like, excuse me? And he said, yes, can you? And he told you you're the president. And you said, I don't understand why I'm answering phones. I'm the president of the United States. Well, I understand, but if you could do this, well, I'm just saying. I have more important things to do. Can we have that audio somewhere?
I'll have to go search for it. I'm sure
I can find it. Here, hold on. Give me a
second. I don't know.
All right. Gary Conrad on the phone with us. Gary?
Yes.
Okay. It's Big Day and Bubba, and we have producer Patrick here.
Sir, you can use this microphone right here, sir.
So you can use either one.
You choose. Well, this is back in the helium days.
This is where we huffed helium before every show. Yeah.
Can I sit in this chair?
Yes, sir. If
can
you're
I use these headphones,
yes, sir.
Yes,
thank you very much.
If you're just tuning in,
thank you very much.
Our producer Patrick,
there are no cameras.
Now Gary, how
there are no
actually
cameras in here, right?
No cameras.
How would we explain what's going on here? I don't want to screw anything up.
That's a good one. I can't help you there.
By the way, okay, the president can hear everything you're saying. By the way, joining us in the studio. President George W. Bush.
Yes. Oh, we are now. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Hang on, pleasure to be here. What are your names again?
Now, Patrick, at this point, swore.
You swear this is legit. Honestly, is this legit?
Yes.
You weren't screwing with us?
No. Would you like me to tell you I was messing with you?
No.
Okay.
So
no.
So he really believed, according to this hypnotist, that he was George W. Bush, the president at the time.
I'm Big D.
I'm Bubba. And you're Bubba. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And President Bush, it is really an honor to have you in here in the studio today.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad to be here.
What are you looking at, sir?
Dude. See, so that means that in my subconscious mind, this is what I think George Bush sounds like and acts like.
I'm just looking around in your lovely studio.
Thank you.
What kind of show is this?
It's a comedy show, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was...
it's entertainment.
Okay.
It's family entertainment.
Yeah,
I understand.
Now, so tell us about what do you do? What's your day-to-day activities? Like, when you wake... What time do you wake up in the morning, President?
Well, on average, it's about 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And go out, take the dog for a walk.
What's your dog's name?
You actually have to walk your own dog?
Well, I choose to. I'm sure if I asked, someone would do that for me.
I haven't heard this in a decade.
It's great, man.
It's really something else.
I bring my wife coffee in bed.
Oh, that's
every
cool.
day.
Now,
did you really in your mind?
Again,
your
I don't remember this, and I certainly, if you told me now, you know, if you had to answer for President Bush, what would you say? I don't know. You don't know either. But if your mind was tricked into thinking that's who you were, you would just go with whatever your impressions are.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating to listen to, and it's also scary.
I'm a big fan of Condoleezza Rice. What is she like?
Condi is...
she, I mean, oh, you she, did his laugh!
You did it!
I'm going to back it up a little bit.
She really is. Condi is... she's great. She really is. She's just a sweet... You know, she's very intelligent. She plays piano. Mm-hmm. She likes football.
How do you know she plays
piano? I want to point out to you that I don't even know that. Maybe I knew that then,
does
but
she
I
play
don't
piano?
Know that.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, she does.
She does. But I didn't know. I don't know it now.
Play piano.
Mm-hmm. No, she does. She's a concert pianist.
Really?
And she likes football. But be careful, because if you talk bad about them Redskins, she come after you.
I'm not kidding you.
President George W. Bush, kind of in the studio with us. And we're so excited because, you know, it's very rare. We've been trying to get you on for a long time.
I just wish I could have been here sooner.
All right, President Bush,
I'm happy to be here.
We want to talk something here that's probably on a lot of Americans' minds. in a...
What is wrong with Bubba's voice? That's what's on a lot of Americans' minds. Why does Bubba sound
those were
like
the helium
he's
days,
22
man.
Years
he
old?
He sounds like he's like a young G.I. Joe.
Total cage match. Who would be the last president standing?
Between...
I'm talking wrestling, just balls to the wall. Woo, crazy, crazy, crazy.
Of all presidents?
Of all presidents, past and present.
I don't know. They got that bathtub that Taft used to use. He was a big boy. I think he would have been tough to handle.
The bathtub?
Yes, the Taft.
You made a Taft joke.
I'm pretty sure Bush would do a Taft
you
joke.
You know what? That's probably what he would do.
We still have a bathtub that he used to have to use because he was about, he's bigger than you. And,
wow. Why don't you look at yourself, Mr.
Bathtub.
President? I bet he's not as big as you.
That boy?
Yes.
You see?
I think he's more of a shower guy.
No,
I'm
see,
more
this,
a are you a shower man?
Yes,
Mr.
I am.
President?
Yes, I am. I'd like to take a shower every day.
God, you sounded, you see, that's so creepy.
Oh, this is the weirdest, most uncomfortable thing to listen to.
I like to take a shower, as I do.
Wow. That's a little joke. I'm glad y'all got that. All good, right, I'm glad you got that.
President George W. Bush in the studio with us. Just amazing.
Yes, it is absolutely amazing. Gary, I think it's time.
So Gary.
Gary was on the phone. He hypnotized Patrick over the phone.
And things went crazy. I forgot about this.
Can we kind of undo everything to where.
What happened?
Hello?
Gary.
We lost
him? Yes, I forgot. His cell went out.
His cell phone cut off.
And
then
we were stuck.
We were stuck with President George W. Bush, so to speak, in the studio with us. And you were getting pissed.
That's why.
You were getting so mad because you were in Patrick's producer booth, which was a little room in the old building. And you were getting furious. You're like, I'm the. Hold on. Do we have all that?
I don't know.
I don't know how much we have.
All right, let's go to the other part.
We believe that.
Okay. President Bush here for the last few
minutes. I mean, he's totally useless to us.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Ms. President?
Is this the button I'm supposed to push?
Yes.
Yeah, we tried to tell him.
My Lord.
We had to teach Patrick how
to
use his own equipment.
Are you having a flashback
to this? I remember. I can see everything.
He had been in that
room. Your face, you were so confused.
What happened at the end? I don't remember how any of this ended.
I don't either, but I do remember having to teach you how to use the talk back button, which allowed you to talk through the thing, and it was crazy.
Push. Is there any way that you can kind of go through and screen some of these phone calls for us?
By screen, we mean answer the phone and say, hi, Big D and Bubba will be right with you in just a few minutes.
Don't you have people to do that?
Well, that's pretty ironic. Yeah, we do.
But we don't know where he is right
now. Yeah, we think he's...
That's just irresponsible. If you're interviewing the president of the United States and your person that's supposed to do that sort of thing doesn't show up on such an important day...
No, we agree with you.
We should get you a new person to do those things.
Oh, my God.
You swear
remember
to me.
I'm telling you right now, I don't remember any of this. I remember when we did it.
And the reason we were trying
and
to...
And listening to it at the time, but I've blocked all of this out.
The reason,
now.
Do you remember why we were having Patrick answer the phones? Because we were hoping Gary, Conrad, the magician or hypnotist, would get through to him and they could talk. It wasn't for us. We were hoping that Gary would call back. That's why we had the president answer the phone.
We're still working feverishly behind the scenes to get Gary back on the phone so we can stop this. Because we're not going to get any work with him. Because, look, he thinks he's the president of the United States. The president is not going to answer phones.
Mr. President, you left line 3 on hold for... quite some time, and they hung up on us.
I think I'm a bit too busy to be answering these phones.
Line 1, Mr. President.
Are we almost done with this? Are we ready to do the second part of this interview? Because I need to
when we invite you back into this
national
studio?
National security.
Right.
National security.
We're about to re-invite.
How does this end?
I don't know, but it is almost over. Invite the president. Check that line.
Gary?
Hello. Gary, we've been stuck with. Thank you for calling
thank
us back.
Thank you.
We have been stuck with the president. Not saying it's a bad.
But I don't know.
Stuck with the president. I don't know.
Did you guys hypnotize me and have me sound like a chicken?
Thank you, Gary.
So wait, maybe you're he's.
I was excited.
I guess so.
All right, I'm going to skip forward to Gary and the president.
Were you always excited?
I don't know. I think I was back then.
Can I just say something? This is a very unprofessional situation.
Mr. President, listen.
I come in.
Mr. President, get your own show.
Excuse me.
He shot laser beams out of his eyes at you, Big D.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't talk like that to the President of the United States.
And he went, excuse me, and he shot lasers at you.
I just always thought, I want to say that when I get shot. Mr. President, listen.
We love you. We adore you. You're great. A terrific person. Yeah, can you please just hang out in that room right there for just one more moment? And we'll invite you back in here for the second part of your interview.
You know, it's amazing that there are some people who don't even believe
this.
Dude,
he looks ticked at us right now.
I don't know what's going on, but this is not funny.
But I got to tell you,
this is so funny.
Real. Gary, what do you have to do to get this taken care of?
Well, we can bring him. If you can put him back in that other room, we can unhypnotize him.
The president is in the other room
right now.
Mr. President, line nine. Line nine.
I don't think I need to answer anymore.
No, this is a very important one, sir.
Condi. Condi is on nine.
Hold on 1 second. And we're going to, okay, there we go. Line nine
Which
is.
Which one of these is nine?
I do remember what happened.
What happened?
I remember.
Well, play it.
He fell. Remember?
Who fell?
Patrick.
He fell.
Watch.
The
God,
one that
did he totally forget
it's
all
the
this?
Upside down six. Just press that. The one right before the 10. There you go.
Okay, they're now. Oh, God.
Got to skip forward because wait until you hear this.
The president is walking back here into the studio.
I don't know if it's the president or Patrick.
Maybe he didn't fall. Did we hypnotize you twice?
I kind of remember you, like something happened and he fell out or something.
Something like that.
Like you like went limp or
maybe
something.
Maybe it was on the initial hypnotizing.
Maybe it was at the beginning part. Yeah. We didn't listen to that.
Yeah, I remember you falling.
So what do you remember about all of that?
I see it all happening like it was, like I'm watching it happen.
You have a memory?
But again, I've heard this tape. I must have listened to this tape 10 times 10 years ago. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what I remember.
Have you been hypnotized since?
No, that was the last time I think I was hypnotized.
Do we want to hear the end?
Hypnotized me several times before as a show. We'd had, yeah.
Like on stage he hypnotized you?
Yeah, I was on stage with him once, and he was on the show once before that.
I'll tell you right now, I never want to be hypnotized because you know when you're up there on stage, they make you do silly stuff.
I kind of ticked off at my good friend Gary Conrad that he didn't hypnotize me with whatever it is these guys do to hypnotize people to lose weight. Like he could have done that 10 years ago. I wouldn't be sitting here
Patrick,
right now.
Look at me. I want you to listen to my voice.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Listen to my voice.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Look at me. Look at me. Patrick.
Yeah.
The count of three, you will stop eating so much food.
Not going to work.
You will start to go to the gym. You will lose weight. You'll feel more self. You have more confidence. You will have a better voicemail message. You will be able to speak to women confidently. And authoritatively.
One, I don't like you with this effect on your voice.
One, two, four.
Ah, screw you. My bad. Ah, you're screwed.
You'll never know. It could have worked.
You know, it may have worked. Yeah. I tried to get hypnotized one time at a fair in Montana.
And they got you up on stage and everything?
Got me up on stage. There were, I don't know, 15 people who volunteered from the audience. So I go up there, and you are sitting in a chair, and he tells you to close your eyes, put your head down, and he starts talking to us. And he says, if I come up to you and I tap you on the shoulder, you need to go sit down. Now, I knew this would be comedy gold if I could go under. I honestly tried. I tried and tried and tried.
And he comes up to me. He goes, go sit down. I'm like, oh, no, try it again. He goes, no. He just can't. He goes,
so they know if
can't.
You're susceptible or not?
I guess. I mean, he could tell just from the way I was acting. I don't know how.
I always worried about that because, like, you know, like there's some little keyword that they can throw in there and make you cluck like a chicken or something.
He did
and
that.
And you could be having a conversation with somebody 5 years after you've been hypnotized, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, Patrick becomes the president again.
Do you not remember he was hypnotized and he was at a point where he had a word and he would go into.
Oh, yes.
I think you got hypnotized twice, man. I really do. I think
you know what this
twice.
Tells me we've been doing this show for too long. None of us can remember whether that happened.
I think it was Gary both times.
I do have a recollection. Gary was in the studio with us and did all this. Yeah. But yeah, I don't.
The first time, and that's when you
we
fell.
We don't have any of that on tape.
And that's when you
that's
fell.
That's when you
that's
fell.
When
because
you
Gary
fell.
Was in there, and I was watching you through the glass between our booth and yours, and you fell, and Big D and I both ran in there. He's like, what? Because I could see you, and he couldn't because his back was to you. And I ran in there to go and open the door, and when I did, I couldn't get it to budge because your body was in the way. Remember? We had to push it very... I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying.
It's all coming back now.
You did fall and you did hit the floor and it was crazy. And Gary was like, yeah, that was very dangerous because, you know, you could have hit your head on the way down and all that.
We've done some dumb crap
really,
over
really
here,
dumb though. Stuff. Well, this was fun going down memory lane.
Yeah, it was great to hear you as George Bush.
God, what
it was great to hear
it's a
Bubba.
Embarrassing. No, it's a lot embarrassing.
It was good to hear Bubba as President Taft. Hi. Well, what a weird voice you had.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know what that was.
I know as you get older, your voice deepens. But, yeah, your bass was so...
I was yelling all the time, and I'm like, I was really hyper. And I don't know, man. I have no idea what I was doing.
He had this edge to it. Did you notice that?
I know.
It was like...
Everything sounded like this. He was really all like that.
You know what it was, too, though? Because back then, we were talking over a lot of songs. And I remember it was like I didn't have to even talk loud because my voice would pierce through the songs. Remember that?
Yeah. And a lot of people would have had a hard time understanding, telling the difference from he speaking and me speaking.
And
really?
I don't know how.
I don't even know how that's possible after listening
which
to that.
Which one is which?
I can't never tell you two apart. Really? Because I'm the, cause Bubba, I talk like this.
There's one guy who's on medication.
I just got my CrossFit notification from a year ago when I took CrossFit. I still have it in my phone. Oh. And the reason I've never deleted it, because it comes up every 3 days it comes up, or three times a week. And every time it comes up, it reminds me that, you know what, you should be doing something.
I just
hit ignore every time.
I just got a call from the gym. That my I got a new debit card, so the number changed.
Uh-huh.
So they can't keep running my old debit card to charge me to go to the gym that I don't go to. And I can't decide which one I should do. If this is a reminder that I need to go to the gym or that I should just go ahead and cancel my gym membership since I never go.
That's a tough decision right there.
Yeah, it is.
And I think I may do that. No, I'm serious.
Just get a new card so they stop charging you?
Yeah. And then there's no guilt
about
it.
Is that sad? Oh, because, dude, I've done it. I had to go to the old gym before I switched to this one. You walk in there and looking like this. Because, like, I had a legitimate reason to cancel. I moved, our office moved, so I wanted to get a gym that was closer to the new office. But still, when you're a big fat guy, you walk into the gym to cancel your membership, everybody looks at you like,
We lost that one.
We lost that one. There's no hope for Fatty. None. It's a done deal.
All they want to do is get you out as soon as possible. Just forget about this one, guys. You know, we can't win them all. Onward and upward, boys. Onward and upward.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. We've come too far.
Can you say, oh, the humanity?
Golly, you really. It's like you were from the 1920s.
Oh, the humanity. Can you believe it? We've lost another one. Well... We'll try to get another one here. Patrick, come on. Welcome in.
All right. That was fun.
Yeah. This sounds like a CMA award-nominated show right here.
By the way, that is the coolest thing. Again, so many cool people. artists and friends and everybody, you know, saying
people
congrats.
People keep saying, oh, you guys are going to win. And I'm thinking,
no, we're not
going
to win.
No, we're not.
Here's the thing.
God help the radio if we win.
We're nominated in broadcast thing for the national thing and for the CMA Awards, and we're in with Lon Helton, who is going to win. We have no doubts in our minds, in our hearts. Lon is a good friend of ours. He's going to win.
The first time we ever got nominated for a CMA Award.
It was against Lon?
Lon won.
Yeah. He's won. How many has he won?
I don't know.
I want to say he's won 7 or 9.
No, that was the first one he had won back then.
Didn't he win the one like the other time that we were nominated?
I don't know.
I think so. So this is like going to be another chance for him to beat us on that. I think it's great.
Let me just go ahead and say it's great to be nominated.
It really is.
In this case, it really is.
In this case,
really hard to get nominated for that award.
We have already won because, you know, we don't have this big corporation behind us, big hype machine, and, you know, people basically saying, hey, you scratch ours and we'll scratch yours and whatever. We had none of that. So this CMA nomination, out of all of them, to me, is the sweetest because it came as a complete surprise, and it was basically just out of the blue. I mean, I remember whenever we saw the thing, we were yelling like we just won the Super Bowl.
Don't you have somebody to do this? Should be somebody here to do this job.
Can you take us out, Mr. President?
No, I'm good.
Here, Mr. President, can you give us the Super 8 right here?
Yeah,
can
sure.
you do that, Mr. President? I know that you're very busy.
It's above
schedule
you and everything.
Condoleezza
Go
Rice.
To Super8.com and find your Super Destination, Super 8 Destination Super.
and don't destroy the paper there, Mr. President.
Oh, you need this back? Yeah. Oh, I see how it is.
I definitely need that back.
Okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.